Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we continue the series in The Lower Lights. And today we look at one who is called Urban. Now in Romans 16:19, Urban is called our helper in Christ. And as such, he is representative of a whole group and a whole grouping of people in the Word of God. When Paul enumerates the various gifts and callings within the Church of Christ, beginning with apostles and prophets and teachers, and so forth, he then goes on to make mention of those whom he simply calls helps. Just precisely what they were is perhaps open to some speculation, but it hardly seems necessary to go beyond the plain, straightforward meaning of the term. They were those who helped. Helping in the cause of the gospel is a very noble occupation, and whereas it may be viewed as the most that some can do, it ought also to be viewed as the least that all can do. The Apostle Paul himself was not above helping in any given situation where help was needed. Remember how he gathered sticks for the fire on the rain-drenched island of Malta. But where some can possibly rise to no greater service in the Word of God than helping, the Word of God nevertheless takes note of their service and acknowledges such. Mr. Bunyan, who normally bled the Bible when you pricked him, got his downcast pilgrim out of the Slough of Despond with the aid of a man whose name was Help. And Mr. Spurgeon tells of an old Puritan sermon that he once read on the words, "And Bartholomew." The reason the old Puritan had spoken on the words, "And Bartholomew," was because, as he rightly maintained, you never read of Bartholomew on his own. He always seems to be tugging along, lending a hand in whatever work seems to be to the fore or to the forefront. "And Bartholomew." It's a very limited phrase, but the possibilities of its scope are endless. Trust that you found this short podcast of benefit and encouragement to you. This is another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening.